Daniels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 27, 1903. Dear Brother Daniels, during the past few days, I have been writing some things that were urged upon my mind. I have not had all the matter copied, but when it is copied, I will read it, and then I hope that other things will come to my mind to add to these manuscripts. I cannot keep matters from coming before the people. I have not changed my mind at all. I have had some very plain talks with Elder Jones. I told him that I could not and would not consent to his coming to the Pacific Coast to present to the brethren and sisters here the situation at Battle Creek, and to call upon them for gifts and pledges to meet the needs of the work there. As we consider the work that must be done in Washington City, and the varied lines of work that should be taken up in the southern field and in the cities of our land, it is becoming more and more manifest that it is unwise to allow our conferences to be so stripped of means that they cannot assist in establishing memorials in fields where God has instructed us to do a special work. In the places where labor is to be put forth, advantages should be provided for the training of men and women, as well as the youth, to work in the Master's vineyard. All that can possibly be done with native help in the southern field should be done. A large amount of most hopeful evangelistic work can be carried on to good advantage, and thus much of the vineyard be worked, in order that fruit shall be born. It is fruit that we want. Christ wants fruit to satisfy his hunger. The leaves may appear ever so inviting, they are not satisfying. His divine soul hungers for fruit. We have a work to do in securing the best talent and in placing these workers in positions where they can educate other workers. Then, when our sanitariums call for physicians, we shall have young men who, through their experience gained by practical work, have become fitted to bear responsibilities. We have failed, decidedly failed, in allowing so much to be done in one place. Everything is not to be brought under the control of one institution. Such an effort, carried out, results in placing an open door of temptation before the man at the head of the principal institution. Much more educational work needs to be done than has been done. The Berrien Springs School can do more and should have the best talent obtainable to carry on the work of training young men for the gospel ministry. Encourage those who are well balanced in mind to attend this school and to make an earnest effort to understand the truth in order that they may impart it to others. All who desire to enter the medical missionary work and who are worthy should be given an opportunity to learn. We could, with profit, drop much of the dispensary work that is done. Giving the common treatments to the sick will accomplish much more and will give opportunity to those who administer these hygienic treatments to labor with earnestness for the spiritual recovery of their patients. Let the hearts of all who are working along these lines be softened and subdued. Let the workers learn to consult the great physician in prayer much more than they have done. Pray, watch, wait, believe. In training workers to care for the sick, let the minds of the students be impressed with the thought that their highest aim should always be to look after the spiritual welfare of their patients. To this end, they should learn to repeat the promises of God's Word and to offer fervent prayers daily while preparing for service. Let them realize that they are always to keep the sweetening, sanctifying influence of the great medical missionary before their patients. If those who are suffering can be impressed with the fact that Christ is their sympathizing, compassionate Savior, they will have rest of mind, which is so essential to recovery of health. In new places where schools are being set in operation, arrange to have a treatment room or rooms connected with the school. Let this place be outside the main school building, so that the sick will be where it is quiet. Let those who are qualified to teach give lessons on treating the sick. Soon, much permanent fruit will be gathered in physical improvement and in spiritual advancement, which, combined, will be of great advantage. Over the medical missionary department, as well as over every other department of the school, there should be a head instructor to teach those under him. The beginning may be small. There may be only a very few patients. But as the head instructor gives treatments to these, quite a number of students can look on to see how he does this work, and they can help him in many ways. Thus, they will learn to do this kind of work themselves.
We must certainly arouse from our passive position along these lines. Much may be learned by visiting the hospitals. In these hospitals, not a few of our young people should be learning to be successful medical missionaries in caring for the sick intelligently. Observation, and the practice of that which has been learned, will result in consecrated youths becoming active, efficient medical missionary workers. Many who could not otherwise secure a training in these lines of work can thus prepare themselves for usefulness. But the surgical work must be done by faithful, skillful physicians. May God help us to develop plans so that our youth can become genuine medical missionaries. We cannot afford to allow our very best and most promising young men and young women to drift into Battle Creek when we have before us the work of establishing a smaller medical institution near Washington at once. No time is to be lost. Call for the best talent and make arrangements for conducting a nurse's training school. All that can be done should be done to make a deep impression in favor of the truth for this time. Place at the head of this institution one who can be trusted. Obtain facilities for giving treatment and secure God-fearing youth as your helpers. We have lost time, but the gospel medical missionary work will yet open the way for the conversion of souls. We need to encourage our young men and young women not merely to carry the lifeboat, but publications on present truth as they go out to distribute literature. We must take up the matters that will bring us to the attention of the public. We must help our young people to understand the important truths which make us a peculiar people, denominated by God. Those who work faithfully will gather most precious, enduring fruit. We should reveal to the world that we are not beggars, but we are glad to do medical missionary work without price for those who cannot pay. Here in California, we shall need all the means that we can raise to open up various lines of work in this state. We must be ready to help the sick whenever and wherever they need help. Medical missionary work is to be bound up with the gospel ministry. Thus it was in Christ's day. It is His helping hand in healing that will make the deepest impression on the minds of the people to whom we desire to proclaim the third angel's message.